Hello, and welcome to Shine On, Sista, where you learn to shine your light in life, business, and beyond. Hello, and welcome to Shine On, Sista. Today, we have Carissa Montooth, and I'm so excited to share her with you. So, Carissa shows single women how to attract and date married-minded men without self-sabotage. By using a combination of practical tools and powerful energetic healing techniques, she helps her clients identify blind spots in love, hello, heal their subconscious blocks, yes, and understand men and navigate the dating world with ease, grace, and confidence. And if you don't know if that can even be true, then you definitely want to listen to this episode. So welcome, Carissa.
Thank you. It's so exciting and so great to be here. I always love getting a chance to talk to you, and I miss you.
Likewise. I know. We need to have more chat dates, actually. Awesome. So, I mean, there's so much here, and there's even so many clues, like, just in what you do. You know, you're talking about date married-minded men, like, aha, that's a clue. If you haven't even been considering that, there's your nugget. You're free to go. Or you talk about energy, you know. So first, before we dive into like all your expertise and just like pick your brain for all that we can, how did you come to even know that you're an expert on how to find love?
Well, it's really kind of interesting. When I started out, I was kind of going the traditional kind of academic route. Like, mm-hmm. I knew I wanted to help people. I wasn't sure exactly how. Mm-hmm. I had always been the person, you know, growing up and in high school and all of that, that my friends would talk to about their relationships, or uh-huh. like, oh, he likes me, but I don't know what to do. But what does it mean when he did this? And what,
so like fun. That.
You know, everyone has that, you know, girl in your squad that you always kind of go to break this down for me. But you know, you never think of those things as like a calling or your particular gifts of your spirit or something like that. Mm-hmm. And even though my family had, you know, this kind of lineage of healing, like I'm the sixth generation of a lineage of healers, but I never thought of it like, oh, that's something that I should do professionally. It was mm-hmm. more like, something that was just, you know, you just think of your family like that's what they are and that's what yeah. they do, you know?
Yeah.
So I was really going more like the academic route. I was like, okay, I've got a degree in psychology. I got a degree in counseling, and I thought, okay, I'm going to use these gifts to help. First I was using those gifts to help students. So it was mm-hmm. like, I'm helping students, but you can't get away from the stuff that you're supposed to be doing.
Speak on like, it. Yeah.
No matter what happens, like, it's going to bring you to the stuff you're supposed to be doing. There's no like wrong turns or like you missed your exit or anything. Like, you come back to what you need to be doing.
I love that.
So I remember I was teaching college classes for new students, like success strategies for new students. Mm. And one of my kind of expertise areas was personality. So I would teach about how to figure out like which of your values and which personality types would be best matched with different career paths.
Yeah. Yep.
So it was like, these personality types would really love teaching, or these personality yeah. types work with their hand, like those kinds of things.
Love that stuff.
Yeah. And I was just like in heaven. But then what would happen is a lot of the women I was teaching, a lot of women that would come into the classes would stop me after class, and they'd say, I think I'm this personality type, and I think my boyfriend is this personality type. So how do you think I should talk to him about this relationship issue, right? Nothing to do with careers.
Right.
And it just happened like all the time. It started to happen all the time, to the point where I was like, okay, there's a need for this. Mm-hmm. And these women are not best served by me in this environment. Mm-hmm. So it was like, okay, I started on the side sharing that I would help women with these things. But even then, I wasn't sharing the energy work component. It was like, let me help you with some dating strategies. Uh-huh. Let's sort of translate what men mean when they say this or that.
Cool. It's still so helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, oh my God. You're not crazy. He just doesn't mean what you think he means when he says this or that.
Yeah. Here's
what happened. But what ended up happening was, is as far as women could go with those sort of practical strategies and things,
yeah,
when I started to like tentatively bring in the energy healing, the energy work, it was like, woo, like leaps and bounds. It was like the things that took us 5 months to do,
really?
We could do in like 4 weeks.
Wow.
Because really,
energy is everything.
It's everything, everything. And so many of those problems with dating or even with attraction,
mm-hmm.
it seems like we look for the practical fix. We say stuff like, well, maybe I need to be on a different website.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be on a different app, dating app. Maybe Bumble's going to be better for me because then I can reach out to him instead of him reaching out to, you know what I mean? We do things like that because we're used to problem solving. And especially, you know, all these brilliant high vibe women that I mm-hmm. work with, master problem solvers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like practical. I was like, oh, I love practical.
And if it's like, just show me what to do, the action steps to do, we're like, I will do it. Like, we build businesses, we like run things, you know,
mm-hmm.
but when it comes to dating and love, it's a completely different energy because mm-hmm. it's an energy of receiving.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a business. Having a successful, thriving business is something that we can achieve.
Yep.
But love is not something we achieve.
Ooh, tell me more.
Right? Love is something we receive.
Oh, my gosh. Hello. And how many people have trouble receiving? Well, how many women, right?
Especially, yeah, because we're in that, especially for us as entrepreneurs, because we're like, you know, for us, dating is a lot like a job interview.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we're interviewing the other person for this role in our lives to
yep.
see if like, you are worth my time because I have stuff to do.
Okay.
You know? Like, I need to see, do you check off the boxes? Because if you don't, I got to move on. Like, I have more stuff to do today.
Okay.
You know?
Yes. So far, yes.
And it's so difficult sometimes to switch gears into that energy of, this doesn't need to become anything beyond me having an experience in this moment
mm-hmm.
to know someone new,
mm.
being able to relax into my feminine energy of receiving, and make room for joy.
Oh my
This be like a joyful experience in this present moment.
Yeah. Well, I was going to just say or ask, like, isn't the act of receiving like rooted in feminine principles? Like, that's a very feminine place to be, to receive, versus building a business is like a driver force.
Absolutely.
Which is masculine. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our masculine energy. And we all have that, both of those energies in us. Right. And it's like, we can, one of them is more natural for us to lead with at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
And we can switch gears into one that's more useful for whatever we're trying to create. Right.
Yep.
But with the business. Exactly. Masculine energy is about like, being comfortable with conflict and competition, about, linear thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I do this, then I do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of those kinds of things. Whereas with feminine energy, it's much more of much more about receiving.
Yeah.
More about connecting to intuition.
Yep.
So not the linear of like this. So this causes this and this causes this. It's, but how do I feel about this? Mm-hmm. And how am I receiving information in a way that might not look linear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
And like I was kind of sharing before we hopped on officially, is one feels safer and more predictable, and the other one is like allowing flow, and you know, you may not know what's going to come up. And so also for those practical folks, myself included, it's just a different feeling. But mm-hmm. when you learn to trust it, it's like so good. And you know, that's how you know, like, if you could just let yourself, like you're saying, be in joy and just meet a new person, it's like, oh my God, I love wining and dining. This is fun. If I don't make it a job interview, this is so cool, you know, but it does take like taking off one hat and putting on another, which is your true essence as women, you know, it's our true essence.
Totally. It's like, it's such a strength for us
mm-hmm.
because we're so like uniquely gifted with being able to do that. But it's, the thing that I find too is like smart, driven, women who are creating big things in their lives and serving the world in big ways. It's like, I feel like they're really my, that's really my tribe of women to serve in this way, because it's like I work with the practical steps and the energetic steps, because they have to work hand in hand.
Yeah.
So anytime anybody comes at me and it's like super heavy woo-woo, but there's nothing backing this up to where it's like, do these steps, or
Yeah.
here's the structure of it, or whatever, like that. I'm like, that's cool, but this is
Like, I did my
all me.
manifestation board. I know, I'm just calling them
Yeah.
in. Like, you gotta do
Yeah.
other stuff.
Exactly. It's like, you know, it has to be both. You can't ignore what I've seen with women who are doing like mostly just the woo, but not the structured part, is that it's really difficult. It takes a lot longer for things to happen in their lives. And there are some things that's like, we can just, we, you can make that decision. You're qualified to make that decision. Everything doesn't have to have some kind of special, we don't have to always reach for some kind of significance or go, what's the meaning behind this, or what's this? Some things are just like, it's what it is, and you can just go forward. And for other women who are much more comfortable in the like masculine energy of just dealing with like what I'm seeing in front of me, but not the energetic stuff, where we get when we're like business, 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 we're, you know, doing our thing. It's like, we're repeating the same patterns because the wounds underneath are the same.
So you're creating the same thing time after time.
Yes, exactly.
And
So like
people
it
would
doesn't.
report that, right? Like, I date a different guy, but it's still the same thing that shows up. You
Exactly what
do
they
hear that
say.
all the time.
And it's a cycle, because what happens is like the women that are in the like problem solving mode and that are not looking at the energetic part, usually you can tell that this is happening for you if you go through this cycle of like, if you're single and you're online, maybe you go on Match and you're not seeing the kinds of guys that you really want to spend time with, but maybe you go on a couple of dates and you're like, oh, this was a disaster. I do not want to do this anymore. Like, this is not, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel like I wanted. So then you go offline and you're like, I'm just going to take a break for a while. So you just don't do any dating stuff, do any online dating stuff. But desire to connect and have a partner is still there. It's still underneath everything. So you may be taking a break, but you're going to come back.
Yeah, but it's true. You
And then
do.
what you think is the answer is, well, let me just choose a different app.
It's just everyone listening, it's like either them or they have like 10 girlfriends that are go through this. So totally.
Absolutely, because this is, that's like a natural kind of thing that happens, because we are really brilliant at seeing when other people are in a pattern. But even brilliant, you know, brilliant coaches, you know, healers, women, we have our own blind spots.
Of
We all have our
course.
own blind spots. So having somebody be able to kind of gently guide you through, like, this may be an area that you want to look more closely. Have you seen this pattern? And let's heal together is a really powerful thing to be able to do.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, that's super important. Well, I just love you first sharing your own journey and how you're saying you were called to it. You know, like you started out on a path because you had clues to what you're great at and how what you're doing now in your zone of genius really found you, because people listening and, you know, are either aspiring entrepreneurs or they are trying to figure out their purpose. So I just love that, like, you know, you took the clues, you did something, and then it found you. So that's a nugget right there. And then also, you know, it's entrepreneurial women mainly listening. And so for those who are looking for love, all those nuggets are super, super helpful as well. So we touched on like the masculine and feminine, and I think that is such a it's just such an important part when talking about calling in love, or like I'm married, and it's still something that I'm so glad to even have the language to know that that's a thing too, because now I know, and now my husband knows too. He'll be like, "Do you need a bath?" Because that is, a bath is what can shut me, you know, that flips me the fastest and the easiest. You know,
Yeah.
it's like, "Let me go take a bath and then I can get out of my masculine," because sometimes I'm like, "Okay, just one more thing." You know, I'm just like on my computer like, "Okay, just one more thing," and then I can't transition out of it. And so married or single, even, it's still such an important conversation. So, you know, what do you feel like the secret first, especially to my single sisters, of like manifesting love or calling it in?
Well, I think that the biggest thing, especially for women who are entrepreneurs, what I've seen over and over and over again, because there are two groups of women that I work with. I work with like single moms who got married super early and then they, you know, it didn't work out and they just concentrating all their energy on raising their kids.
Yeah.
And that their kids are a little more self-sufficient. They can focus now on their own love life. And then the other group of women that I work with are the entrepreneurs, the really high achieving, you know, women that are at like high management levels in entertainment and stuff like that.
It's all masculine.
A lot of my clients are like in that whole world of like super masculine and
Can I
energy.
say, because I even heard that like single moms who have to wear, you know, be both mother and father, or just like how you have to like plan everything and think of everything, but kind of like mothering is even a masculine energy. This is what I've
Yeah.
heard. Yeah.
It becomes that because you're not in a place of even being able to consider or even feeling like you can consider receiving because at the end of a super long list of stuff that has to get done, you're at the end if you're even on the list. Like bubble bath, are you crazy? Like I'm lucky I got to take a 15-minute shower 3 times this
Right,
week.
by myself. Right.
You know, especially considering, you know, age, you know, when the kids are younger.
Yep.
But some of the women who are in these like high levels of leadership in business that are having a difficult time, they're struggling, whether it's, you know, they're launching their own business or whether they're, you know, in a corporate environment or something like that. The thing that I've noticed that's really difficult is it's tricky to switch out of the masculine energy into receiving
Yes.
and that's the biggest thing. And then the second thing is to heal the things energetically that need to be healed, because otherwise it's like driving with your parking brake on. Like
Yeah.
literally, it's just like,
Which I
you
literally do sometimes. Just for a
know.
little bit. You're like backing out, like, this is difficult.
And then
Yeah.
you're like, oh. But yeah, that's like the energy part is so important. But like you were talking about with the bath, it's like knowing what things bring you into being able to be present in the moment and open to receive. And especially because so many women who are entrepreneurs are usually in relationships with or dating men who are not.
Right, because usually polar opposites attract, right? No matter what
Right.
it is. So if they're in their
Right.
masculine, they're attracting.
And he's like, you know, very impressed by you. Like, very, you know what I mean? Like,
Is
it's
so
usually the
fun.
kind of man who's impressed by you and is just like, look at her. She's
Look
amazing.
at her
Like,
go and
yeah,
go
like,
and go and go.
and, you know, but he doesn't fully understand what it takes to do everything that you're doing. And so you get into these like weird areas of conflict where he'll say something like if you're in the middle of a launch or something, and it doesn't even need to be a launch. It could be something like I'm creating my first opt-in and you're doing something and he can come in and be like, are you done? And that is the most stress-inducing question.
Oh my God, I just got anxiety. Like, what? So I love my babe. He just be knowing I would die.
It's like it takes them a while to learn that that's not the question you want to ask. And you usually have a lot of arguments because what happens is like when that happens, we immediately feel our anxiety shoot through the roof. Are you done? Because the real answer to that as entrepreneurs is no, I'm never going to
Never.
be done. This is my business. Like this is my life. No, I'm always going to be in the middle of something. There will always be some project that I am, you know, midwifing through.
True.
You know, it happens. And like one thing that works really well with my husband and I, where he had to stop doing that, was he learned to come in with food and to say, sweetheart, are you at a place where you can stop for a minute? Which is a completely different energy than, okay, so are you done?
With food. I love it. I totally get that.
With like a coffee and like some cookies or something, and he'll be like, honey, are you at a place where you can take a break for a minute? Because really all he's trying to do is like say, I need your attention for a minute. I need to talk to you for a minute. Or like, and a lot of times what he's trying to say is, you seem like you're very tense and it do you some good to actually stop and eat today.
But that feels like just what you're describing feels like partnership at that point. Yeah, and that's a sweeter spot for sure.
Then that energy of like, are you done?
Yeah, and then you're like, whoo.
Oh God, not only am I not done now, but I will
Oh my
never be
gosh, I don't know if this is a tangent, but Shonda Rhimes has a book called The Year of Yes, and she talks about why she definitely knew she wanted kids, but she didn't want to be in partnership with a man, basically. And so she's like, I love my nanny, she's all I need because she takes care of the kids when I can't. But she was talking about how for her to write, it's like being her writing room's at the end of like a 3-hour hallway, and it's like aligning the hallway are like kids and cupcakes and cleaning supplies and like all that stuff. I was like, that's so profound. And when she can finally reach the writing room, she's like, thank God, you know, but she has all that to contend with. And she said if her sweet husband like came in and was like, hey, do you want a glass of water? It would like take her all the way back down the hall. And so she's like, so I choose no partner then.
It is so true. It's so true because,
I was
you
like,
know,
wow.
it's like you. I think part of it is, and some of it too is like when you work at home,
Yes.
because working at home, people don't always understand I am still working.
Yeah.
You know,
Totally.
they think, well, you're here, so let's talk. You're like,
Uh-huh.
no, I'm not here though.
I'm
I'm
not.
actually
Yeah.
different people in another way. So yeah, that's one thing. But I found that like in relationships, like entrepreneurial women in relationships,
Yeah.
like the biggest thing is like, because it's like another child, honestly. Like I have a daughter and I have a
Who's
husband and I have a
gorgeous?
thank you.
Your
Thank you.
beautiful daughter. I saw her on Instagram or something. I was like, oh boy. Okay. Yeah.
She's a cutie. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, we're definitely like, we gotta watch out for you. Because she'll be like, she's really smart, so she'll be like, Mommy, can you tell my teacher that you felt bad when I didn't get to read that book? And I'll be
Whoa,
like,
working it all
to be an attorney or something. Like, she
right.
already has an idea about her gifts.
Yep,
So you're like, let's just make sure you use those for good.
for good.
You
Yep,
know?
I love
But
it.
like, her literally in my office is like the other bedroom. So it's like there's our master bedroom across the hall, then there's her bedroom, a Jack and Jill bathroom, and my office. So like in a big way, this is like this is my other child. You
It's
know?
the other bedroom, yeah.
My other child is so people would be like, are you gonna have any more kids? And I'm like, I have a child and a business. Like I, you know, that's what I have. So it's like it's, you know, I understand what it's like when women are trying to create that life. Because it's not just like, oh, I want love. It's not like I want a date, I want a relationship. It's like I have a picture of the life I want to have, and I know that I deserve to have that, but I'm not sure why it's eluded me to this point, and I know I deserve it, and I know there's a way to have it, and I want to have it, you know? So and it's like with women who are in relationships, usually the thing is like I've attracted a man who is not an entrepreneur, who does not understand quite how to talk to me, and so we need to go through those growing pains together. But then with other women who are entrepreneurs who are single and who are wanting to create a relationship, there's some beliefs that get in the way there. And I've seen one of the biggest beliefs, which is complete BS, but it feels true.
I'm just trying
So
to see if I can guess what you're gonna say.
okay, what do you think it's going to
Okay,
be?
so what I was thinking immediately was like, I'm focusing on my baby that is my business, so I don't have time for a relationship. That would be what I would say. And
Well,
that would feel very true.
that's one of them, but that's not as damaging of a belief
Okay.
as the belief men are intimidated by me.
Oh, you're right. That is such a big one.
Because what happens is we go, oh, men are intimidated by me. But at the same, so we think it's a choice of a relationship or building this business.
Or being
And it's
like
not a,
dynamic and fierce too. You feel like you
yeah.
have to trade one for the other.
Yes, it's like our, it comes down to like our feminist cred or our entrepreneurial success. Like it comes down to thinking that those are the things that it's about. And it's like we can have all those things and still have a relationship. Like it's not,
So what's the right thinking to that damaging thinking?
So the thinking to the whole men are intimidated by me, the reframe to that is There's a difference between I am intimidating and he is intimidated.
I kind of caught it.
If he is intimidated, then that's not your dude.
And you don't control that.
Right, you can't control that. And you want to weed out the okay. people that are not at your level, right? Like,
good
that's
point.
Not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're not for everybody.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Not for Mm-hmm. And like even how in your business, you're not for everybody.
It's true. Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're not an equal opportunity dater in the sense of like, even if he doesn't have a job and lives with his parents and blah, 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 you're still going to be, you don't need to date to be nice.
Yeah.
And I know the thing of, it's a weird thing to hear like a healer say, but it's not like, it's not about that. It's about
That's
like,
important.
There is someone for him. You're not for him.
Yeah.
And someone else that's for you, that's
yes.
at your level. Where they're not, you want a partner and not a project.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I don't know what was making me think about this the other day of how, oh, I can't remember. I never know. Like once the thought happens, like where did that come from? But just somehow I definitely used to like date for potential or, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I could see it in them. So, you know, you're dating on like trying to help. And now that I know like the work that I'm in and who I am at my core, but it's true. It's like your partner is not your project. You know, that sounds so obvious now, but in my 20s, I was like, yes, you know, that's what I would look for.
Oh, of course, because it's like, there's this, like when that's who you are, when you are a helper
yeah.
and a healer and someone who instantly sees potential in other people.
Yes.
You do it naturally. It's like very natural for you to do that. And even like, you know, even in my own business, like I've had healing business mentors who've mm-hmm. talked to me and said, you need to work with, when you work with your clients, mm-hmm. you work from a place of, I can see everything she needs. So I'm trying to do it for her all at once.
Mm.
And you don't need to do that.
Mm-hmm,
you,
mm-hmm.
This is what she needs in this moment.
Next step.
Yeah. Next steps. Exactly. But what we do with men in terms of like the whole, partly the reason that we do that is because we have this belief in scarcity that like maybe what I want is not really out there.
Yeah.
Maybe all the men who are at that level are already in relationships.
Yeah. There's a level of worthiness, right? Of like, this is, I'm only worthy of a project. It's like a fixer upper. Like I can only get this one and then I'll fix it up myself. Yeah.
Right. I'll get him up to where I need him to be,
yeah.
you know? But it's like, really, they really are out there. But it's like, if we're looking for, you know, you can gather evidence for any belief that you want to believe.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
So it's like, why focus on what you don't think is out there? Instead, focus on all the evidence that shows you that what you want really is possible for you.
Yeah.
You know, that it's possible for not for women like you and that it's possible for you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So yeah.
I love that. I was just remembering what made my thought, and this again might be a tangent, but it was like another celebrity who was like, you know, back then they hated me, but now everybody want me because I'm famous. But the thought that came to me, it's like, you know, you'll hear their story. I love reading people's like biographies and stuff. And it's like, okay, but at the time you were living like in a basement, not generating anything. You were going through a depression, which is fine because you're creative and you weren't fully expressed, but it's like, the person who you should like the accomplished woman who's doing things and has standards isn't attracted to that. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
No.
And I feel like that was my thought of like, yeah, no, that this woman didn't want you then because you weren't her match then.
Right.
So it was a thought.
Right. Exactly. And it's like, I think sometimes we feel guilty about that and we feel guilty about who we prefer to date. Like some of the women that I work with are black women who are attracted to white men and feel tremendously guilty about that.
Interesting.
And they feel like they have eligible black men around them who are interested in them.
Oh yeah, the black community is gonna get on you for that for sure.
Right, you're gonna have some guilt about that. Like people are not gonna let that go.
Uh-huh.
And no matter how much you know intellectually that you are allowed to want whoever you want.
Whoever.
And if they, if these are two consenting adults, they can create whatever they want to create together, mm-hmm. you know? But when it's like, you know, culturally, there are all these other things that are going on. That it's like, what do you think that you're better than people? Or do you hate yourself? You're a self-hating black person if you're a white man or whatever these deeper things are.
Mm-hmm.
a dating coach is just going to be like, you just get on this other website where you can meet white men. But a coach and a healer is going to say, let's go to the root of where that guilt comes from. So you can feel that it's, that you can know that it's okay for you to want whatever you want to have in your life, whatever your preference is. Mm-hmm. Some people like tall men, you know, some people want muscular men, some people, you know what I mean? It's like, whatever your preference is, you're allowed to have that preference.
Yeah.
You know, it's not anything that anybody needs to feel guilty about, you know. You don't need to be like, well, I have a lot of women who are like, is it okay for me? Should I date this guy? Because, and it's like, well, if you're, are you attracted to him or are you not attracted to him? Like, that's what, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to date him because you think you should, or else you're not being fair.
That's a good point. You know, we've all said this to each other and received it as well, where it's like, a good man is hard to find. So if it's like, if he's interested, you got to give him a shot, you know? And so
that's
this is new news to me.
Two is good men are hard to find. I've heard a lot of women say that the women in their lives say things to them like, you must be waiting on a different type of man. Like, what are you waiting for? You just find somebody great and settle down. Good to you. Like, all these kinds of things. And it's always well-meaning friends and family or colleagues, you know, that say these things or share these things.
And you're usually single.
Or they might be in relationships where they've
settled. They're not fulfilled. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they're like, come on, you know, by you joining my team, it will show that my choice was right. It will validate my choice.
Yeah. Like, at worst, it's that, right? Like, you're validating my choice.
Yeah.
And at best, that's all they see. And so that's all they know. And so they're just speaking
from.
At
best, they're trying to protect you from disappointment.
Yeah.
And give you a realistic structure for living or something like that. It, you know, at best is what they're trying to do.
Right.
But they can only see, like you said, they can only see from their perspective. And they're letting, if you listen to that, you're letting their limiting beliefs decide how you're going to make choices in your life and how fulfilling your relationships are allowed to be.
Yes.
You know, and that's like poisonous.
I know. It's true. I mean, well, and this is where you can see, because in my head, I'm like, okay, so what are well-meaning friends supposed to do? But I think that's why we have love coaches, because you're an expert. You study it. You continue to look into it, because I feel like I'm learning more about how much there is to a relationship. I feel like being in a good relationship, that's how I really know I don't know anything. Because I'm like, I feel like we've lucked up on a lot of stuff. And so now we're trying to learn, like, what are we doing right to keep it? But it's like, there's so much to it, and it is a science, and it is an intuition, and it is like, you know, like knowing your partner, but also knowing yourself. It's like, why don't you just, you need to take a bath. So while you're being critical on what this other person could be doing, you need to shut down and regroup, you know? And so
those are the best relationships, where he knows what to do when you're stressed.
Ooh.
Like, he knows what to do or say when you're stressed.
Oh my gosh.
A friend of mine, when she was going through law school, her husband, she could text her husband with like a different level of stress. Like, I'm at the stress three.
Yeah.
And he would, like, stress level three means meet me at home with pizza and wine, and I need to watch this funny thing to decompress. Like, he would know what the different levels of stress
that is cool.
And respond. And it's like, I think that's so true, is that when, if you're in that kind of partnership situation, that's when you get that.
Totally.
But when you're in that project kind of situation, you come home and now there's more for you to do.
Ooh.
You're at level three stress, and you come home and there's more for you to do.
Wow.
Like, your job never ends. You give and give, but you're still not receiving, and you're always having to be the strong person in the relationship. And a lot of my clients will say to me, I just want a relationship. And they don't mean this in any kind of like a trivializing womanhood kind of a way, but they'll say to me, I want to be the girl in my relationship. I just want to be the girl in my,
I understand. I understand.
Yeah, I understand that, like, what that means is, like, they're saying, like, I want to be taken care of. I want someone to provide for me, and not necessarily financially, but to provide for my,
well, it's that masculine energy they're calling in. So just, again, like that linear thinking, like not always flowing and being reactive, like they're the, you know, steady.
Like, you figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You figure out dinner
and
you plan a date for us. And
like,
you do that. Do that. Plan an experience of your own initiative. that has that I or I can receive joy in that experience and I feel cherished.
Yes, totally. I mean, it's so funny. My husband, like, he knows my cycle better than me, because if I'm being, however, he'll like check it out, like, oh, that's why.
Exactly.
Got it. Now he knows not to say it, but I will see him literally refer the calendar, like, oh, let's go get ice cream. And I mean, I'm always a recovering, you know, I don't know, masculine energy. Like, I was raised by a really strong woman, and that's how we identified it in a family of, you know, three girls and my one dad, who was sweet, you know, so sweet. And so that's my image of like a fierce woman is this, this, and this, and it's cool. And even in our courtship, though, I can look back and now know that, like, he was one of the first people to like take stuff off my plate and like let me feel what it felt like to just be like, oh, I don't have to do all this. And it was like hearts in my eyes, you know. And he now knows that still I'm on that journey. So it's also not like combative. It's like, you're not being your best self. I know you don't want to be this, you know. So again, it's like, let's get you what you need to chill. And it's like, oh, thank you. Okay, yes, totally.
Yeah, like, it still comes from that perspective of supporting you going where he knows you're trying to go.
Yeah. And we're both still learning, like, what that all means. And I mean, now that he's done research on, like, masculine and all that, he's like, I don't think you're as masculine as you think. He's like, you are very feminine. And I think that's in reference to, like, how I will be like, woo, you know, flowing like in the wind. And he is a very steady, you know, he's the same every day. He's really consistent. So.
Yeah.
It works.
I think that thing about the masculine energy that you brought up, such a good point, is like it's like a container. It like makes a safe container, like safe structure for us to feel creative and special and taken care of within. So it's not even like a situation of like, I want to like, you need to pay all my bills and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Like, it's very rarely is it that kind of situation.
No, yeah.
Because a lot of, you know, we can take care of ourselves for the most part. It's more a situation of like, give me like a hold a space for me of security and safety and openness where I know I can be fully myself in this space and be appreciated for that.
Yeah. The whole range.
The whole range.
Yeah.
Where I can, share with you, and I know that you won't hold things against me as weaknesses later.
Mm-hmm.
Where I know that I can tell you when I'm not feeling my strongest.
Yes.
And I can be weak with you when I need to, and know
Absolutely.
That you'll support me.
Yep.
And where you'll give me the benefit of the doubt, like where we're on each other's side.
Totally. You
know? And that's like a given that we're on each other's side, and that wherever anything happens, it's always us. We are the core and everything else out here.
Yeah. Teamwork makes the dream work. That's what we say. Cool. Well, you've been speaking to all of us, so I appreciate you're speaking to the single ladies, to the married ladies, to the women entrepreneurs. Everyone's getting nuggets from this. Is there, I don't know, just any last things of like anyone, I think, especially calling in love, who wants to call in love into their life, what's just something they could do today or tomorrow to begin that process?
The best possible thing that you can do to begin that process is to start like a daily practice of self-love. Mm. And when I say self-love, I don't even mean like self-care, like mani-pedis and both. That's great. I'm a mani-pedi, you know, gel manicure.
Yes, me too.
Laser hair removal. Girl.
Yeah.
One of my clients talks about it being a fancy kitty. She's like, I'm a fancy kitty. I'm like, yeah. I'm a fancy kitty too. Totally get it. But the self-love is a different thing. Like, the self-love is those things, but it's also healthy respect for your own boundaries. Not saying yes when you mean
boundaries,
no.
Boundaries, yeah.
Sleeping.
Try it.
Going to bed same day that you woke up. You know, drinking water, and literally saying to yourself, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself. It's like when you achieve something, when you accomplish something, instead of going, dismissing that, not taking time to celebrate it, it's staying in that moment for a minute, looking at yourself in the mirror, looking in your eyes and going, you're amazing, you're awesome, thank you for creating this. I love you. I love you. I love you. And
I
really
love it.
taking time to do that. And for a lot of my clients that I work with, one of the very first things we do is create a daily self-love routine for them. So it's even from like you wake up 20 minutes early and you listen to this meditation, because it's a 20-minute meditation. You're still in bed. It's not taking extra time from your day.
Got you.
But you give yourself this extra 20 minutes to listen to this meditation about gratitude and bringing you into a space of being grateful for yourself and your gifts and acknowledging your worth and starting the day like that.
I love
that.
That is so nice.
Through the day of like reminders, you can set reminders for yourself or alarms that go every day where it pops up and it's like, you are worthy, you are deserving, you are a catch.
I totally have that. Yep.
Absolutely. And those kinds of things. And then being careful about what bringing gratitude with you into sleep at night is a self-love practice too. So things of like, nobody has time to do gratitude journaling. Like, no, we don't. Nobody has time for that. I don't know. I'm still saying you need to do gratitude journaling.
Yeah, I have one, but it's true. I will do a meditation in bed, just like you said, you know.
Yeah. Before... If you can take 30 seconds to go, what am I grateful for today? You'll do that way more often than, you know.
Yeah, I like how doable you made them, but how essential and how pillar, you know, starting your day and ending your day and getting those anchors throughout the day.
Yeah.
Super doable.
Because it's like penicillin. It's like any kind of antibiotics. Like you start doing it and then you feel better. And you feel better and people start saying things to you like, you're like glowing. You seem happy. You know, what's going on with you? And you're like, yeah, that's great. But then you start to kind of fall off and maybe for a couple of days you didn't listen to the meditation and maybe for a couple of days, whatever. And then you're like, you notice that your mood, you know, goes. So having those things be part of a daily routine that you can always come back to and just recommit to is a really crucial thing for, because that love, loving yourself is how you tell the universe you're ready for love.
Oh, it's I love it. Yes.
That you're ready to attract love. Because if you don't do that, then it's like, well, she's not even giving love to herself. Why should more love come into her life?
Right. Because you know, once you're in partnership, that it really takes a whole you to be able to partner effectively and well with somebody else.
Yeah,
so, absolutely. And there's so much, you know, romantic movies. I don't know if how you feel about them, but you know, you complete me and all that stuff is like not the goal. You want to be complete.
You are complete right now.
Yeah, you are complete. I love that. And it's just, from an attraction point, just hearing what you're saying of how full you would be going into the world, because if you're looking for partnership depleted, then that's also an attraction point where you can attract that. So
absolutely.
Fully self-loved.
And things like that. Like I've noticed that the women that are grieving a relationship and that still haven't allowed themselves to kind of heal from that because they're like going on this imperative of like, must find partner, can't be alone. But they're still grieving the relationship. And then what they end up doing is they attract relationships where the person is grieving. The other person is grieving.
God.
Or they attract more things that bring them grief.
Yuck.
So it's like the self-love is the foundation part. And then, you know, like when I work with my clients, I have a 5-step process for manifesting their soulmate. But we always start out with the self-love because it's crucial.
I can see that.
You know, it's critical for everything else. It's like...
Yeah.
Do that before you get on, you know,
whoever's Bumble, Tinder,
like any of those. Do the self, create a daily self-love routine for yourself because it's so crucial.
Yeah. So just since this is Shine On, Sista, and we're talking about where we shine bright in life, business, and beyond, I would love to know where you feel that you shine the brightest.
Well, I think that I shine the brightest in like I love my clients.
Like how you're like, you look like you're a 5-year-old right now. Like, gling, gling, gling.
Like, to be able to talk to someone and help her have love and then be able to say to her, okay, I'll talk to you later. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. We don't get to, there are so many, you know, like as entrepreneurs, we get to create the business we want to have. Like we get to create the role we want to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that my clients are women that I can meet in person and hug. You know, like I love that. I love that I can say I love you to a client. Like that we say I love you to each other when we're
I love that. And I mean, I love what you do because it is such a service. I feel like relationship and partnership is such a whole for so many people, and especially for women entrepreneurs is such an important sect. And those single moms you were talking about too, because they're like, they carry so much, and they're like, I got this checked off, I got this checked off, my kid's doing good, I just had a six-figure launch. And it's like that took a lot to get there. And yet there's this one piece that is kind of like, I guess I have to sacrifice it. There's so much we don't know, or like we were talking about, there's so much ill advice that we get. And so you being able to plug in that hole is just like so amazing. And people feel so complete. I feel like I'm more human being in partnership. You know, I'd be like such a droid otherwise. But
It's such a crucial, yeah, like love is such a crucial need. Like it's such a critical need, you know, and it's we all want that. Everybody wants to be loved, and we all deserve it, and we can all have it.
So just thank you so much for the work that you do in the world because it is so needed. And then you're just making the love, 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 you know, flourish. And that is what the world needs. And since you're
Oh,
so loving, you also came bringing gifts, which I so appreciate for the
thank
listeners.
you. Yes.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. So what I found the biggest thing is that there's usually something in our energy left over from an ex that needs to be released to set the stage, right?
Yeah, commonly named baggage, is that what we've called it in our like low vibration way of calling it?
Yeah, and it's like it's usually like a tie to an ex, and there are five wounds I've seen over and over again that are breakup wounds.
Oh my
And
God.
so, yeah, and it's the big five breakup wounds are anger that's left over because, and it's anger, justified anger, but anger, confusion, shame because of times how we've allowed ourselves to be treated and it wasn't what we would have wanted for ourselves, and grief that's still lingering, and then fear, which is a fear that it's going to happen again, a fear that I can't get out of this cycle on my own, a fear that like this is just what my life looks like from now on.
I can
So
identify with all of those at various times in my life for sure, 100%.
yeah, well, and the confusion is the one where we go, well, but he said this, but then he did this, but why did he never, how come he,
Woo.
why, because, and you, and we're just
Crazy
constantly
making.
through it, like, and then we're like online and we're like, what's he on Instagram? Like, what's he doing? All these
Thank
things.
God. I just thank God I wasn't in the dating world with the internet, like the Instagram and the Facebook. It's crazy
It's such a
making.
more devastating, it's a more devastating way for rejection to come to you from way more angles 24 hours a day. It's just like awful. And we kind of do it to ourselves. But so what I've created to address these breakup wounds it's called the Heartache Cure. And it describes all these different breakup wounds and what the healing is for each of these things. So I would just invite anyone who is really serious about clearing these things out of their energy and ready to move forward. And even if you think, you know, if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I don't think I'm still attached to my ex. These things are really deep in energy, and a lot of times they're impacting us subconsciously, even if consciously we're not thinking that that's the case. So even if there's just a little bit of a, you know, a feeling to you that it might be this, then I would invite you to go to theheartachecure.com and you can download that for free. That's my free
So
gift for
nice.
lovely
Such
listeners.
a generous gift. Thank you so much. So why don't we all just get it to check it out? Just check it out. 'Cause it's true. You get a new normal and you take in all these energies and you know, again, it's like heart-centered folks listening and we're empaths. So the likelihood that something has come into your world and stayed there is very
Goodness,
likely.
the empaths. Oh, we empaths, and especially because we empaths tend to attract narcissists and sociopaths. So we usually have a lot of stuff to clear out of our from the past.
And you're
It's like,
making it really easy for all of us by making it, giving it to us for free, us listeners. So thank you so much for that.
such a pleasure. My
Super
pleasure.
generous. And just to keep up with Carissa as well, you can go to carissamontooth.com. Oh, and you're on Facebook. Can we join your Facebook group? Is that
Absolutely.
okay?
My Facebook group is called the Secret Seduction Sorority. You can join us over there. I have got a free gift for people that join over there too. It's my
Okay.
master class called the irresistibility factor.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you can
Yes.
check that
All
out
your
over
stuff sounds so yummy. I was like, ooh, it's
there.
like the heartache cure. Oh, and then the secret seduction sorority. It's like, oh my gosh, yes. If you are ready to like usher in love, this is your person for sure. On the practical and energetic level, Carissa. And she's fun and funny and will give you a hug. So, yeah. So we'll put that in the show notes, all the ways to join your world and just continue to get filled to the brim with love and information on how we can all, just like call in love more, be love more, just in ourselves. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, any last things that you want to send us off with, like?
Well, I just want to, the last thing that I just want to say is to just know and remind yourselves as much as you can that self-love is the best love and it's the foundation for everything else. So the more that you dig into your own self-love, all the other kinds of love and every other kind of goodness that you want in your life flows to you from that. So just self-love is the best love.
Yes, I love that. And we can tweet it. Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your wisdom. This has been such a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you, love.
Thank you. Bye. And if you loved that episode and you want to dive deeper into how to launch your soul center business online, I created a free training just for you. Go to jennifercovington.com/freebie and you can snag that training now. That's jennifercovington.com/freebie and you will be ready to go.